just won't make it to heaven and hear him say, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." Hallelujah. You've been a good steward over little. I'll make you ruler over much. That's what he said. Hallelujah. So how are you going to be ruler over much in heaven? That's God's business, not mine. Hallelujah. If he said it, that settles it. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. This is truly a good day. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we truly are rejoicing. Amen. Are we rejoicing? Amen, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Excuse me. I know that we all have been through some trials and some tribulations, but God. But God, I know that we've had some sickness and some disease, but God said by Jesus' stripes, we already healed. Amen? I know each and every one of us, hallelujah, have been through some financial problems. But God said, I'll supply your need according to my riches in glory. Hallelujah. I know, hallelujah, without a doubt, we've lost some friends. But God say, I'm a friend to the friendless, a mother to the motherless, and a father to the fatherless. Amen? A husband to the husbandless, and a wife to the wifeless. Amen? But God, regardless of what we've been through, there's always a but God. Hallelujah. I'm hearing more about but God now from the saints of God than I've ever heard. I've heard a lot of moaning and a groaning. Blah, blah. They still moan and groan sometimes, but they say, but God. Long as you can moan all you want to, long as you put that but God. But God is our helper. He's our strength. He's our peace. He's our joy. He's the one that brought us this far. We come this far. A lot of people think they got this far on their own. But God is the only one can lead, guide, and direct us, keep us safe in order to get this far. God is mighty God. He's an awesome God. Hallelujah. He's a God. There's a lot of unpleasant things going on today in this world. If you look around you, if you listen to the news, a lot of people don't listen to the news because they say they don't want to hear. Listen to the news sometime and line it up with the Word of God. Maybe listening to the news will make you get in the Word of God. Amen? Because it's lining right up with the Word of God. But God, but Jesus is on its way back. Amen? Hallelujah, hallelujah. How many need a but God in their life today? Amen? How many need a but God in their life today? Hallelujah. I'm going through this, but God is able to bring me through. But God is my Heavenly Father that loves me more than anybody, so much that he gave his son that I would have life, not just here, but abundant of life, everlasting life with him. God is an awesome God. God wants you to know today that you can always put a but God into your situation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But there's a way to get that but God. The only way you can get it is build a relationship with him. The only way you can get it is get in his word and build a relationship with him. Turn with me to Romans, the eighth chapter. Amen. I'm hoarse, but God. Starting at the first verse, it said, therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Because through Christ Jesus, the law of the spirit of the life set me free from the law of sin and death. Hallelujah. We've been set free. We got liberty, amen? Hallelujah. There's nothing anybody can do to us because we are free from sin and death. Hallelujah. For what the law was powerless to do, in that it was weakened by the sinful nature, God did by sending his own son in the likeness of sinful man to be a sin offering. There's therefore now no condemnation, because we've been set free from sin. We have been set free from sin. Amen? And so he condemned sin in sinful man in order that the righteous requirement of the law might be fully met in us who do not live according to the sinful nature, but according to the Spirit. Saints of God, you don't have no sinful nature. You are the Spirit. The Spirit of God lives on the inside of you. Our body is the temple of the living God. It's nothing we can't do. We can live holy. We can be holy. We can do all things through who? Christ, who strengthens us. We can do that. Hallelujah. I want you to know that this morning. I want you to know that if you're going through something, if you got some issues in your life that you seem you can't throw down, I say issues, but it's some sin in your life that you can't throw down, you have been set free. The only thing that's holding you back is you. Amen. Because God, if you say you believe in Christ Jesus, if you have accepted him as the Lord of your life, the Spirit of God lives on the inside of you. Your body is the temple of the living God. Look at it like that. You know, sometimes we say stuff like that and you hear stuff like that, but you don't see Christ living on the inside of you. It's just some words until you practice God living on the inside of you. You have to make a conscious effort to talk to him every day. Ask him to let you know who he really is so that we can live this victorious life. That's all God wants, us to live a victorious life. God's not angry at us when we make a mistake, when we slip. He's not angry at us. But the Holy Spirit, now if you slip and you don't get convicted, you got to wonder if the Spirit is living in you now. That's simple. I want you to understand that. God promised us the Holy Spirit. Amen. I just want to go to Acts 1 just for a minute. I want to let you know that Jesus promised this before he left this earth. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to have to read all of it. In my former book, Theophilus, I write about all that Jesus began to do and to preach until the day he was taken up to heaven after giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostle he had chosen. Now, if Jesus needed the Holy Spirit, what about you? Amen? Amen? If Jesus needed the Holy Spirit, now, and I'm talking to those that have not really received the Holy Spirit. Sometimes you think just because you accept Christ as the Lord of your life, the Spirit has come to live on the inside of you. No, he kind of walked along beside you, giving you the ability to sing, giving you the ability to pray. That's what he does. In the Old Testament, that's what he did. He didn't live within the prophets back there. He came upon them. So that's what he does sometime, okay? After his suffering, he showed himself to these men and gave many convincing proofs that he was alive. He appeared to them over a period of 40 days and spoke about the kingdom of God. On one occasion, while he was eating with them, he gave them this command. This is what he said. Do not leave Jerusalem. Don't leave God's miracle church. Amen? But wait for the gift my father promised. Jesus told his disciples, don't leave Jerusalem. I'm telling you, don't go out here without waiting for the promise that God promised. Amen? Which you have heard me speak about. For John baptized with water. But in a few days, you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. A lot of us have been baptized with water, but have you been baptized with the Holy Spirit? Are you really filled with the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. For when they met together, they asked him, Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom of Israel? He said to them, it is not for you to know the times or the date the Father has set by his own authority. But you will receive what? Power. Power to get delivered. Power to have peace. Power to make it through the situations that you go through from day to day. Power to overcome anxiety. Power to throw away the enemy. Power to put Satan up on your feet. A lot of times we say, he's under my feet, he's under feet. You can't put him up on there. You better have the Holy Spirit living within you. Then you have power. He said you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be witnesses in the city of Richmond, in Hanraca, in Hanover, in Midlothian, and wherever you live, because you have the power to do that. If you're not a witness and you don't have a desire to witness and to have somebody else come to the Lord, you got to wonder if you got that power. Amen? You got to wonder if you're filled with the Lord. Seriously, this is serious time. My baby girl just sung, I want to make it to heaven. I want to make it to heaven. I'm going to show you how you can be able to get up there in a little bit. Amen? But right now, I want you to know that if you have accepted Christ and you are filled with the Spirit, you have power to do more than you're doing. Amen? You have power to live better than you're living. Amen? Hallelujah. You will be my witnesses, he said, and in Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. You'll be witness in your house, in your neighborhood, in the neighborhood beyond your neighborhood. Amen? With the power of God. Amen. So Jesus told us that we need Holy Spirit. If he needed him, God knows we need him. Amen? Hallelujah. Turn back with me to Romans 8. Let's go to verse 5, and I'll go on there. Those who live according to the sinful nature have their mind set on what the nature desires. But those who live in accordance with the Spirit have their mind set on what the Spirit desires. When you live according to the Spirit, it's automatically you're going to do what God wants you to do. Amen? Ain't going to be no, should I do this? Should I do it? You can put your foot a little bit out of the track, and the Holy Spirit's going to bring you right back. That's him. That is him. That's the only way a Christian can live a Christian life. He is the only way a Christian can live a Christian life. We talked about that in Bible, in Sunday school this morning. How Christianity has an ugly name because Christians are proclaiming to be Christian, but they live in any old kind of way. So you ain't going to win nobody like that, saints of God. Be led by the Spirit, and if you're led by the Spirit, we can't do anything that we want to do. If we really, truly realize our body is the temple of the living God, I don't look like much on the outside. But if you could take a look on the inside of me, you would see God just living there, running up and down, just talking, just having his way. Amen? That's what he wants to do. He wants to have his way in you, and the only way you can allow him to do that is to be filled with the Holy Spirit. I know you all saw Linda last Sunday just acting unseemly. But she's filled with the Spirit. When the Spirit of the Lord come upon you, you can't help yourself. You can't help but dance, can you, Colin? You can't help but shout. You can't help but scream out sometimes. You know, sometimes you fall out in the floor. Not because you put it on, it's because the Spirit of the Lord is so powerful that you have no way of controlling him. You can't control him. I'm over here this morning, I wasn't even expecting him. But all of a sudden, I just got weak because the Spirit of the Lord came upon me. If they hadn't held me, I probably would have fell out in the Spirit. But God wants us to have his power. That's power. I'm telling you, when I leave church, especially when the Lord has really come in, I'm telling you, I'm free. I am free in whom the Son is set free. I don't care if I've had an ache. I don't care if I had a pain. By the time I finish over in this corner, I don't have ache or pain. Now, they might come back Monday. But when the Spirit of the Lord is upon you, things happen, saints of God. Things really happen when the Spirit of the Lord is in you. It happens when he comes upon you, but when if you sat and you're going through the praise and you're going through the worship and you never want to raise your hand or you never want to open your mouth or you never feel like crying a little bit, you got to wonder. You got to wonder, how close are you to the Lord? Because when you talk sometimes about hanging on the cross, you ain't got to say that too many times before my heart wells up, because that's him in me. Amen? Today he wants us really to understand that in order to be a Christian, you got to be filled with the Spirit of God. It is not just a mouth thing. It's not just a water baptism thing. He said you'll be filled. You'll be baptized with the Spirit in a few days. I'm praying that you get baptized today with the Holy Spirit. Then you will know that you can live that wonderful, peaceful life that God has planned for you. Hallelujah. Amen. Where was I? The mind of sinful man is death, but the mind controlled by the Spirit is life and peace. Life and peace. Sinful man, you're doing everything you can to kill yourself. Amen? Because the wages of sin is death. Yeah, I can't do nothing about that. But if you are led by the Spirit, you're going to have life, and you're going to have life more abundantly. You're going to have the abundance of life. Yeah, like I said, we've been through some things. And we've been through some ups and some downs and some sickness, some disease and some death and all that. But God has given us his Spirit so that we can be strong while we are going through these things, so that we won't turn away from him. See, it's not God's idea. It's not God's desire that he puts so much on us. Because sometimes he allows that stuff come upon us for our own good. We will never call out to Jesus sometime if stuff didn't come on it. If everything just went smooth along the way, we would never call on God. I'm telling you. But he has designed us with that empty spot in our heart, with the knowledge that ain't a thing we can do about nothing. We can try. You know, like I said, when I didn't have no money, I worked 2 and 3 jobs. Still didn't have no money. That ain't helped nothing, tell you the truth. I think I had less then than if I worked one. So I tried to do everything in my power without calling on God, who is my provider. Amen? Who will give me, by being my Father, he'll give me anything that I need. He will. Now, you said, well, I prayed for this for 10 years. Evidently, you didn't need it. You're still living. Amen? You're still making it from day to day, you know. So some things we pray for, we don't even need, you know, because if we needed it immediately, don't you know God loves us so much that he would give it to us? Don't you know that? Well, I've been praying for about 15 years for a husband. You didn't need him. You didn't need him. You know, God knows what you need. You need somebody to break your leg. So I'm going to read from up here. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. How many need some peace in their life today? Amen. Always need some peace. Even if you got some, you need a little bit more peace. Because there's always something coming to snatch some of your peace away, you know? But God. See, but God. But God. Amen? Because the carnal mind is enmity. It's a against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. Carnal mind is not a friend of God. It's an enmity. It's against it. So then they that are in flesh cannot please God. Did you know that? In the flesh, we can't please God. But ye are in, not in the flesh, but in the spirit. For so be that the spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the spirit of Christ, he's none of his. Now, I'm not saying you don't have the spirit of Christ. I'm saying you need God to activate that spirit in you so that you can live according to the way he wants you to live and get the wonderful gifts that God has for us. Don't you know each and every one of you here has a gift? One of the nine gifts that God has given this church. Each and every one of you have a gift. But if you're not filled with the Spirit and you don't let the Spirit lead you, then they're never going to be in operation. I guarantee somebody in here has wanted to get up and give a word to the Lord, for the Lord, to the congregation, but have sat down. Wouldn't do it because they didn't let the Spirit raise them up. Most people just get up, the Spirit rises them up. People that come to get saved, the Spirit draws them to get saved. No man can come to the Lord but by the Spirit of God. Amen? And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin. But the Spirit is life because of righteousness. Amen? But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus, listen now, if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus, the Spirit of God, raised Jesus up from the dead, didn't he? Didn't everybody believe Jesus was raised from the dead? Amen. He couldn't have done it on his own. The Spirit of God raised him up from the dead, dwell in you. If he dwells in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by your Spirit that dwell in you. In all other words, when the rapture comes, lift you up out of this world is the Spirit of God. Amen? So you got to have him living on the inside of you. And what you need to do is build a relationship with God. Get in the Word. You're never going to get that Spirit unless you're in the Word, because you can't believe something just because I said it. It's got to be confirmed by the Spirit of God. Your spirit got to bear witness to what this word is saying. So, in order to live a holy, peaceful, productive, prosperity life, you must have the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Therefore, brothers, we are debtors not to the flesh. So, don't live after the flesh. Ask God to come in and fill you with the Holy Spirit. Holy Ghost, you know, when I was in a church years ago and I would see people get happy and jump and holler, sweet, I had no idea what was wrong. I thought they had lost their mind. But praise God, as I got saved and got filled with the Spirit, I lost my mind. You hear what I'm saying? I lost my mind. I lost my ability to control myself. Now, don't think you're going to go out in public and do all that. The Holy Spirit is a gentleman. He knows where to move, when to move, and where not to move. Amen? And so I know we had a little friend that didn't want to be filled with the Spirit because she thought when she got out in public, she'd just speak in tongues. No, that's not the Holy Spirit. He's a gentleman. Hallelujah. But you need him. Now know that he is a him, okay? God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, all of them just as strong as the other one. Hallelujah. And we need them all, hallelujah. They're one with three different abilities, three different works. Amen. Hallelujah. So the thing is, if you're going to walk this Christian life, if you're going to make it without all the trials and tribulations that you go through in peace, then you need the Holy Spirit dwelling in you. Now, you're still going to go through trials and tribulation, but it's so much more peaceful. in the saints of God. So much more peaceful when you have the Spirit living in you. When you think that, I can't do this. No, you can't do anything. I can't give this up. No, you can't give up anything. But when you give it over to God, if you really give it to God, He'll take it from you. He'll give you the ability to lay it down. So what I'm telling you this morning, saints of God, if you're not filled with the Holy Spirit, if you're not filled to overflowing with the Holy Spirit, if you don't know to ask Him to continue to come in you when you put Him on the outside, because Christians put Him on the outside now. I lay down my religion so that I can bless Janice up. So the Holy Spirit's not going to stay with me because I made a conscious decision to do something that God told me not to do. When you make a conscious decision to do things that God told you not to do, Holy Spirit steps over here, let you keep going on and on. But when you go back and repent, and that good thing we got God that allow us to go back and repent. You know, when we repent, then He steps right on back in you, keep on going. Now, if you can do stuff and never get it convicted, babies, you're not filled with the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit going to convict you. And after a while, you get so sick of being convicted, you ain't going to do it no more. Amen? You think you're feeling condemnation. You think maybe I'm condemning you because you knew to. No. The Holy Spirit will bring conviction to you, and you'll feel so bad that you won't ever want to do it again. Is that right, saints of God? So this morning, what God wants you to know, you might have been through a lot of stuff, but God. You might not be filled with the Holy Spirit now, but God is waiting for you to receive Him in you, that you will make your body the temple of the living God. That's all He wants. And when you do that, you're talking about freedom. I mean freedom. When stuff come, when stuff come for a minute, the flesh kick in. Just for a minute. Flesh always kick in. Flesh was born before the Spirit was. Flesh kick in first. But in a few minutes, you say, no, God's word says such and such a thing. That's the end of it. That's the end of it. You just praise God. You know, so this morning, if there is anybody first that have not accepted Jesus as the Lord of their lives, all of you look saved, but looks are deceiving sometimes. If there is anybody that have not accepted Jesus as the Lord of their life, you may come forth now because He's waiting. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus.